hitting, like hidden. Oh. I don't know if that's like slang or something. I don't know what that means, but anyway. Okay, I'm clapping.
Okay.
Hi everyone. Welcome back to another episode of SMC Unfiltered. Yay! Unfortunately, this is going to be the last episode of the year.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Good luck on exams.
Yes.
Which are coming up.
It's right before exam season, so we figured we'd make this our last episode so we can focus on school and then enjoy the holidays. Speaking of the holidays, what do you guys enjoy about Christmas? What do you like to do? Do you have any plans? Nothing.
I just like getting a break from everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Eli?
I usually love the snow, but I'm waiting for it.
I was about to say that. Yeah.
I think it's supposed to snow this weekend.
Oh.
Like really badly. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, so be prepared.
I kind of love that. You gave me hope.
They're expecting a lot of snow.
All right, well, we'll see.
It'll probably...
No, isn't it Monday? After that,
but. Tuesday, right?
Tuesday. Monday, Tuesday. It's on Tuesday. We should be good. Yeah, it'll be fine, I think. Hopefully.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, I'm excited for that then.
For the snow?
Yeah.
Can't wait for things to slow down to be able to see my family, hang out, and just do nothing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, honestly, that break is needed.
It really is.
I don't see any snow in the forecast. Sorry.
No. Now I'm sad.
Well,
now I'm
you're
sad.
Like, you're lying. Maybe not in Toronto, but definitely where I live. No, it says snow. Actually, no, it doesn't. Yes, it does.
Wait, as long as... Now I'm going to check.
Look.
This is going to determine where I'm spending my Christmas.
Friday, Saturday.
Hang on. Wait, I can't see it.
Snowing.
Oh, okay.
By the way, today's November 28. No. Today's November 27.
Well, so if it snows, I'll be happy. Weekend.
It's supposed to snow on Tuesday, too. We're going to be... I mean, every Christmas market, we're in the snow.
No. Let's be real. Last year, there wasn't. Last year, it didn't snow till like, January.
That is not true.
No, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember being here over Christmas.
I remember 2 years ago, the SMC Christmas market was freezing.
It was really cold, but there's no snow.
Yeah. There's it's not going to be that cold this year.
See? What?
Because you're using the Apple weather, and it's not good.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Tim Cook failed us.
Everyone manifest the snow. Okay. So, yes, what are your favorite things about Christmas? Anything particular? Do you have any traditions?
I didn't really grow up celebrating like Christmas per se as a kid, or even now, but just getting a break from school and getting to like relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long semester.
Just getting to like sit home.
Yeah.
Be home and do nothing. Or like just like, you know, decompress.
Yeah. Do fun things.
Yeah.
And not stress about the fact that you're procrastinating or wasting time.
Yeah.
I feel so guilty when I, like, want to do something, but I'm in school. I'm like, I could be using those hours towards school, but I'm not. So at least with the break, it's like I can do whatever whatever I want and not feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your traditions? Or what are you looking forward to?
I don't know if I really have any traditions either. I mean, I see family. We do the whole, like, gift-giving stuff.
Hmm.
I know some people do, like when they give gifts is different. Like, I know some people do it, like, Christmas Eve. Or they'll wait up until, like, 12 a.m. and do it, like, that night. I've always been, like...
Isn't the whole point that, like, Santa comes, though?
Yeah. But some people do it. Some people do it at midnight. I don't know.
Saying that as though I've done this before. Like,
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler. Santa's real.
Yeah, I saw him last night.
Really?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
He's at our Fogle.
Anyway. I wasn't there. What was I saying? Yeah, I'm do it in the morning on Christmas Day.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We my family, we have like two traditions, I guess. We always like wake up and wait for each other at like the top of the stairs.
Aww.
And my in house that we grew up in, my mom and dad's room was like right by the base of the stairs, so they could hear us waking up and like gathering around the top of the stairs.
That's so cute. Would,
like, wait. And then she'd like run down the stairs, throw on like Christmas music, and then we'd all like walk down together.
Wow. And, like, that's so cute.
Make Christmas breakfast. It'd be like ackee and saltfish with some dumpling, and yeah, it was good. And we'd usually like go outside for like a walk in the snow at least once during the day, and then for New Year's we have a tradition where we like paint our hands like a color, and then put it down on like a canvas and write out like five things we're thankful for the year, and then one thing we want to like change or like improve on going forward.
Oh my god, that's so wholesome.
My mom read like a lot of parenting books growing up.
Aww.
She wanted to do everything, and she like, I don't know, she put so much effort into everything that she does. So
yeah, that's really good though.
Really cool.
Because like getting that as a kid, because then if you have like a family in the future, you can like keep that going. So that's really cute. Cute. I wish I had like traditions like that. We're just like, hey, Christmas, here's your gift. Here's your gift. I mean, it used to be more. I'll buy you a gift, yeah. Areeb.
Thank you.
We'll buy. Oh my god, we should do. No. It's we should just save money. Wait, yeah. There's three of us.
Cut the
But if you did it in a trio, if you know who you.
I guess we wouldn't. Well, we kind of know.
I guess it could be either. I was trying to say, like, if you know who you're giving a gift to, then you know who you're getting one from. But
no,
that's
you don't.
Not necessarily true.
Yeah, because I could get Eli and Eli could get me.
But that wouldn't work, though. Like, because, like.
But then you would be alone.
What would I do?
You gift yourself.
I'm kidding. So you do know. It has to be.
Yeah, you would know. No, it won't work.
No.
It's okay. We'll just buy SMC unfiltered mugs.
Yeah.
For Christmas. That's our gift to ourselves.
Yeah.
I like it.
You're a gift to
you. Thank you. As Aww. Are you.
What else? Oh, do you guys have any favorite Christmas songs? We'll start with songs. Eli's prepared for this one.
I really like Sabrina Carpenter's Christmas album.
No, you're ruining it.
Sorry.
I forgot about that.
Okay, wait, no, stick with what you have. Stick with, no, you can't change it. Oh my god. Okay, no, but Christmas songs.
Sorry, that took me off guard.
Talking about this for like 30
minutes. He's stressing about having a list and he just completely forgot. Top three that you can think of.
Wait, I have a playlist too.
Me too. Okay, Mistletoe is in my top three by Justin Bieber. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Nobody judge me for that. Another one is Santa Can't You Hear Me by Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande. That's fairly new, but it's a bop. It's amazing.
Are we doing top three?
Yeah.
I can't do it. Okay, well, I have
problems. Oh, both me and Eli want to say that All I Want for Christmas Is You is assumed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on everyone's list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're skipping that.
Other than that. She's defrosting, so she'll.
I like this song called Wishlist by Elena Castillo.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Can we play like 3 seconds of it and not get
DMCA?
I think I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
By who?
Elena Castillo. I hope I'm saying that right.
I want to get this song.
If we get copyright strike, it's okay.
We won't. It's fine. Oh my god, they look so cute.
Yeah, it's a very like chill, laid back song, but it's also very like the lyrics are very festive.
Also, Sia has a really good Christmas album. Candy Cane Lane is a good one.
I'm looking for other Christmas albums because I feel like I'm forgetting some. But this one of the songs that we always walked down to was Someday at Christmas by Stevie Wonder. So that one's like number one for me. Mistletoe by Justin Bieber is like definitely, there's a lot of nostalgia there.
It's so good.
And then Winter Wonderland by Leve is like,
oh really, yeah.
We had that for the our SMRC winter formal last year, and so that also has a lot of nostalgia with it.
Wow. That's cute. All of your things are so meaningful. I'm just like, me and Reaper are like, so wishless.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson.
Unrelated. Kelly Clarkson's other main Christmas song is really good.
Which
Under
one?
The Tree.
Yes, that's a good one. She's honestly, she is great with Christmas music.
Does okay. She have, like, an original Christmas song? Because when I was looking through her stuff, like, it was all, like, covers.
Under the Tree, right?
Under the Tree.
Oh. My bad.
And her song with Ariana Grande is also an original.
Can I play, like, the first 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Oh,
you've heard
yeah.
this, yeah.
It was in my headphones, too, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay.
Okay, what about movies? Are you guys a Christmas movie person?
I watched this one show on Netflix last year. I forgot what it's called, but it's like the girl has a notebook that she loses at a party, and then the guy like finds the notebook and like starts reading it and finds her grandma because of a shoe like that she left at the party.
Okay. Is this Cinderella? This is like Cinderella slash The Notebook.
Let me find it. Because
that's crazy. Finds the notebook, then finds the grandma, then finds the girl because of the shoe?
Well, yeah, because the grandma... No, it was the grandma's shoe that she gave to the daughter. The
just
granddaughter.
One.
Huh?
Just one shoe?
No, she gave her both shoes, but...
I see. It's kind of like she lost the shoe.
Yeah, she did lose the
and
shoe.
And then he found the grandmother through the shoe.
Yes.
I see.
And then there's more to it. It's called like...
Is it a Christmas movie?
It's a Christmas TV show on Netflix.
Oh, okay. I'm sure we could find it.
I'm going to find it right now. I don't know why I said that. It's not even my favorite. Like, I just remember
you
watching
really
it
You really wanted
last.
To tell the story.
I think, like, The Grinch, like, literally all of the versions of it, it's really good.
Elf, for me, Elf is so good. Home Alone.
Rise of Guardians.
The Polar Express has a special place in my heart. I will always love that movie.
Our teachers used to, in elementary school, like, they just loved this tradition. Like, hot chocolate, and it would be, like, the most watered-down hot chocolate ever.
Yeah.
With, like, the expired, like, little, you know, the tiny marshmallows?
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
And then when you pop them in the like, hot chocolate, they start tasting not expired. And then, like, they'd get us all in a room, like, pack, like, everyone who was in, like, the grade
that was us
or
too.
Grade 2 class, just, like, all in there.
Yeah.
Like, you can...
It used to switch by grades. We'd go to the gym... And then I forget what it was called. It was French. Ours was related to a French snowman. What's his name?
I know exactly what you're talking
Bonhomme
about.
This is like
Bonhomme.
Yeah, so that's what it was called.
Ontario thing. I never did this. Like,
I forget what it was called, but oh my gosh.
Yeah, Bonhomme.
Bonhomme de neige.
Yeah, Bonhomme de neige.
Which is snowman in French. But we used to have Bonhomme de Neige every year. And so everybody goes into the gym, all the grades. Well, not at the same time, but you like rotate, like all of grade 3s, all grade 2, whatever, go to the gym and it's just tables set up with hot chocolate and everything.
That's kind of cute.
And you just sit and you just drink and talk to your friends and then you go back to class. It's so cute.
That's Bonhomme.
Bonhomme de Neige. We used to play thing. They used to, oh my God, we used to play bingo over the announcements. Every morning. Yes. You did that too? Yes, we did that too. Oh my God. Every morning. Or not. Yeah, I think it was for like a week. Yeah, it was like a week or something.
Dash and Lily. Sorry.
Oh, I heard about that. Yes. I didn't watch it though. I heard about it.
Sorry to interrupt.
Was it good?
It was like very cheesy. And that's what made it good.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, this was like one of the ones that showed up when you search for like
Christmas
movies. Yeah. That's cool. So yeah, every morning for like a week around Christmas, we used to...
Wait, they did this for a week?
No, not the Bonhomme de Neige, not the hot chocolate, but the bingo. We would get in the morning of like at the beginning of the week a bingo sheet. Mm-hmm. And then every morning on the announcements, they used to say something like snowflake, or they would say a word on the bingo. Oh. By the end of the week, you'd have a winner who got a line.
A line?
Yeah, on bingo.
They meant like a line of something else. They won a line.
A line of, you know what, Bonhomme de Neige. Snow. Okay. No.
Redacted.
Redacted. That's a very line cute. I don't in think bingo, I'll, right?
I don't think and Calgary then, or Alberta did anything.
That's so sad.
Like that.
That's okay.
We used to just build snow forts. Like.
Oh, we did that too, yeah. Outside was dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous times. It was shut it down. Recess was crazy.
Yeah.
Because people would, like, I don't know, if it was, like, a snowplow would come and, like, get rid of everything. So, in order to maintain your fort, you had to bring water out from outside. So, you would, like, partner up with someone with a water bottle.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you pour the water on.
There's, like, entire factions, like, yeah. At my school, like, it was serious.
Yeah, it was.
Stop talking to each other.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't let me build her fort with her. It's okay. Not that deep.
I know, like, there's one group that, like, they had, like, the most people, and it was all, like, the like, not upper year, but, like, grade four guys in elementary school. And they would always, like, somehow build an igloo.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
They banned that at our school.
Yeah,
someone nearby, like, it collapsed on them, and because they had like poured water on everything, like it like collapsed. Like they weren't able to get them out for like a little while. Like the teachers, obviously.
Yeah.
Literally any piece of equipment that you could get them out.
Yeah, it's not like, that it big.
Yeah,
the issue was when the ice when snowballs became ice balls.
Yeah.
That was not good. Not safe.
We should build a snow fort in the quad.
Yeah, we should.
Igloo in this quad. I feel like we would come back and it would be a home to, like, various things.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, any other movies?
The Grinch.
Krampus.
Krampus, no.
I never watched that.
I searched... That, like, that messed me up. Because I searched... It was a skin in, I forget what the game is called.
Fortnite?
It's like super pixelated, is it
iPhone? Roblox?
Oh.
Not Roblox.
Minecraft?
It's like one of those jumper games, but like they had a Krampus skin for like a character. And then I'm like, search up, what's Krampus? And then I saw that, like I was like grade 2 or something, and it scarred me.
Grade 2?
Jeez.
Okay, well... It's really good as an adult, especially if you like horror.
Yeah, no.
Also, low-key Mean Girls. Like, it's not a Christmas movie, but...
It has a Christmas
scene. It feels like a Christmas movie.
We should watch Mean Girls together.
Yeah.
I feel like anything can be Christmas. Like, people say Die Hard is Christmas. Because it's, like, it during Christmas.
I don't know about that one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, do you guys have any... Oh, what are you showing?
Every movie that I've seen with him in it has been like.
Oh, wait, who is that?
The actor who plays Dash.
Oh.
Dash and Lily. Has been like a show that my sister has forced me to watch, and so like I feel like when I go home for Christmas, I'm calling it right now. When I go home for Christmas,
she's gonna force you to watch.
To watch this. Yeah.
Well, what I like about this is you can watch it in a day, like in a few hours.
It's episodes, not...
Yeah, it's episodes.
Okay. Oh, how many?
It's one season. It's like 7 episodes.
Oh, okay.
Like...
Yeah, just binge it.
I just saw that it got announced that they're not getting a second season, so.
Ooh, it can't be that good. Sorry.
It wasn't.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Christmas stuff is for the vibes.
It's not, yeah.
It's true. It's good. It's the cheesiness vibe that makes it what it is. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any New Year's resolutions? Do you do New Year's resolutions? Of course. I feel like that's another thing your mom implemented. Yeah.
I think I just have to, like, usually it takes a lot of time for me to do it, but, like, write down what I'm thankful for this year and look back at what I said that I was going to do. I can probably find it. I'll let you guys answer and I'll try to find it.
I don't have resolutions, but I do make a vision board.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. This is like a fun crafting thing.
Like on an actual like poster?
Yeah.
That's cool. Very cool. I don't know if I do them. I always say I'm going to, like, I just speak it into existence. Like, oh, I'm going to do this. But it never really works out.
You should put it on a visual.
I don't think that's going to work either. I think that's just going to waste my time. No,
it
does.
There's science to back it. Sorry.
Psych says.
I'm very passionate about vision boards.
Clearly. Maybe I'll try it. You know what? Maybe you'll convince me. And I'll put a picture on a vision board and call it a day. And then next year, I'll be better for it.
Yeah. Also, this is really random, but this might ruin the mood a bit. But did you see Liam Payne's funeral?
I didn't.
Areeb.
I know you're like
a One Directioner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Directioner, actually. Why did I say One Directioner? Sorry.
You are
One Direction. I am One Direction. No, yeah. I've been heartbroken about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like things just keep coming out about what happened to him.
Yeah.
And it's not good. Yeah. But the funeral was so sad.
Yeah. It was like the first time they were all together. The last time they all will be together.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that was kind of bleak.
Yeah. Well, it's because he was the one that always wanted the reunion.
Yeah.
So people have been saying, like, he got that's his so reunion. Sad. Like, he was able to bring them, like, back together.
I was
together,
never a Directioner, like, either, but it really, like, their music was kind of part of the soundtrack to our childhood, right? Mm. Whether you wanted it to be or not. And, like,
that's crazy, but yeah.
Like, they were just so big, and he's, like, the first, like, celebrity or like famous person from, like, I think our generation to die that it's like very
no, but it's just like,
I don't know,
30 years old,
yeah,
to go that
with
way
like a kid too,
yeah, like it's crazy. And like, I like, not that I would have felt better if it was a suicide, but I'm saying given the circumstances, it's even more,
yeah,
heartbreaking, because like I know he was like dealing with stuff mentally struggling and stuff, but he was fine. Like he was okay, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't do it. Like, he didn't kill himself, basically.
Yeah.
It was other things that happened, yeah, and whatever. And clearly, people have been, like, I don't know if people have been arrested or something for it. But it's like, oh my gosh. Like, the pictures and videos of, like, them, like, dragging him. I'm like, I cannot. Like, the hotel staff. Because he was, like, fainting and passing, yeah, out and stuff in the lobby. And they brought him back to his room. That's what, like, upsets me so much. I'm like, you have this person. Like, would you not? Not that you should kick them out of the hotel, but, like.
Like, supervise them. Like, yeah. Watch them.
Why, like.
Call an ambulance or something, yeah, if you don't want
to. Exactly, which they did end up doing that. But why bring him back to his room? Right? Like, I don't understand. And then even on the phone, they were like, we're not sure if he's going to do something to himself. Why'd you leave him alone if you're worried? I don't get it. Anyway, I can go on about that forever.
So that should be the whole episode, the whole next episode.
Yeah, honestly. I'll make a One Direction episode myself. Okay, I want to hear about your New Year's resolutions things.
One of my goals was to read a Bible verse per day. I think.
When is this? Like, for 2024?
This was for 2024.
Okay.
The other one was, that one I've been pretty successful with. Like, throughout the day, I'll like, usually it's when as soon as I wake up, I just read it. But sometimes I'll wait and read it before I go to bed. Or just, so, like, I've been pretty consistent with that. A workout sorry, not a workout a day, but like working out 5 times a day. So it's just 5 times a week.
Holy, not once a day, 5 times.
The way that I worded it is like in actions. So okay. I have to rephrase it.
You could say it.
I kind of don't want to.
Okay.
But yeah, five workouts a week, either like a run or like a swim or...
That's good, actually. It gives you the flexibility to do what you want.
Yeah.
So workouts wise. It's not as... Run Club has been throwing off my Wednesdays because that's usually when I go to Hard House to do leg day. But
running...
I can run. And then yeah. Do like a leg day at a different time during the week. One was to journal every day. I did not do that. To save a certain amount of money, I did save that amount of money.
Yay.
Good. Dawn ship. And
aww.
That happened, so that's pretty good. Cool. Oh my gosh. To be 180... Sorry, one... What was it? Is 175 lean... It's like 175 pounds
yeah.
of muscle lean. I found with Run Club, like, that wasn't sustainable. Like, I feel sick when I'm over, like, a certain weight. Yeah. So, like, regardless of whether it's muscle or, like, other stuff, like, even just water weight, like, I just don't feel myself.
Yeah.
Like,
I
know what my comfortable weight is, and I think I know what it's going to be in the future, and I'll just stick to that.
Yeah.
And then... yeah.
It's cool to see how many of those you did achieve.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm happy about it. I think next year I'm going to go a little bit bigger because I had some of these goals were like small business plans and stuff like that. And I did end up doing some of them during the summer. Like, I did freelance graphic design in the summer and that was really fun to do. And we like made a little bit of pocket money. So I think maybe I'll do some more, like, goals related to that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a good idea. I've got nothing.
Graduate.
Graduate.
Go to my concerts.
Or you could stay here one more year.
Nope. I'm out of here.
Pretense.
I'm out. So sorry.
It doesn't sound like you're that sorry.
No, I am sorry. I don't want to leave. I feel like your whole life is structured up until this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and now
it's
like
structured.
Flybird.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Because, like, you go to elementary school and you're like, hey, after elementary school is high school. Then after high school, you're like, hey, university, college. You know what I mean? You make the decision, okay, I want to go to university. Now you're in university. You're like, psh, I got 4 years. Easy. Then after the 4 years, you're like, okay, well. Now what? Masters? Grad school? Work? Bum? We don't know. You could just sit at home.
Question mark.
Yeah. Do you guys have any... Oh, actually not you, because... Well, you, unless you have post-grad plans, but you still got a year. Mm-hmm. But you, do you have any?
Yes.
Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're going to travel
Don't
for a
jinx
year.
I
love the people that travel for a year. I wish I was them.
I wanted to travel a little bit.
See? Everybody says that.
I gave
I'm
up
so
on
jealous.
That because.
Aw.
I don't know. It's too much work. And, like, I would do a road trip across Canada over the summer because I actually haven't seen a lot of Canada and we have
neither.
A very beautiful country. I don't know why I phrased it like that. Like,
what do you mean?
This country.
You live.
Oh.
You live,
it's like,
you live,
yeah.
Like, in one of the most beautiful places.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And, like, I haven't seen any of the Maritimes.
If anything, it's very feasible for you.
Yeah.
You're starting off in, like, one of the places where people usually see. So, like, you just eke out to, like, Vancouver-ish area, then...
See, I've seen Vancouver, because that's close to Calgary.
Yeah.
It's more like the Maritimes.
Mm. And, like, parts of Quebec.
Get some lobster.
What were we saying? Oh, yeah, post-grad.
Yeah, my grad school application is due tomorrow.
Oh, my
gosh. Okay,
actually,
I was wondering about this. It says, what do you guys think? It says due on the 28th. Does that mean it's due today, the 27th at midnight? Or
it's due on the 28th?
It's all it says is...
There's no deadline? Like
the
time?
The 28th. No, there's no time.
I would put it in today if you can, just
yeah,
in case.
Yeah, I will, but...
If you're done.
Well, no, I'm not done, but it will
Are
be
Are you close
done.
To being done?
No.
Oh.
It's due but, on the 28th, and I assume it's on the 28th, but due by or before the 28th?
I'm going to do it today. Like, yeah. It's going to be done by tonight.
Yeah, yeah, just in case.
Yeah. Yes.
So you don't risk anything.
That would be a horrible reason.
It would be.
To not get into grad yeah. school.
No.
But,
that's exciting. What is it? Like, what are you...
I'm hoping to do a Master's of Social Work.
Cool.
I don't know if I'm going to get in.
I'm sure you will.
Everyone keeps saying that to me, and it's stressing me out.
Okay, not to put pressure on you. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, I don't think people are saying
like,
that to be like,
no,
you're going to
get not.
In.
No, I know they're not. I know they're saying it, like, optimistically, but I'm like, do you know something I don't? Like, are you on the selections committee? Like,
no, I'm not. Eli's like, yes, I am.
Yeah, but thank you.
You wanted to do Masters of Social Work.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, I'm not at the point where I want to do a PhD. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be here for another 6
how,
years.
How long is the master's?
2.
That's not.
Yeah.
That's why I agree with doing that.
And it's course-based, so it'll just feel like
undergrad.
An additional 2 years of undergrad.
Yeah.
Like.
Sometimes that's the best, because then it gives you, it like buys you more time where you're still being productive. But you feel like you have more time to make, like, a proper decision
yeah.
about what you want to do. Because maybe in 2 years, like, you'll be like, yeah, I do want to do a PhD. Or you'll be like, hell no, right? Like, you'll have a, like, a firm decision
exactly.
by then.
Exactly.
And you won't have to stress.
Would you be
and,
being,
like,
working as a teaching assistant or, like, that type of thing during the master's?
I don't think you have to, actually, for a course-based. Because you have to do a practicum. Mm. So my second semester of my master's, I'd be, like, doing...
Work.
Counseling, yeah.
That's cool.
Hopefully.
That's good experience.
That's, yeah, and then you're already doing it. You're already
in. Yeah, boom. Then you just...
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
I like it.
Boom. Maybe I'll come back for a guest episode.
Oh my god.
Guest lecturer.
Or read the social worker.
You have to have us both back. It'll be like we never left.
Oh. I probably need to do co-host applications or that type of thing. So,
yeah.
So if you're interested in becoming a co-host for SMC Unfiltered, reach out to me on Instagram and let me know.
Yeah. I feel like there's going to be quite a few people to
All
be
the applications opened up like yesterday. Did you see that? I was scrolling
Scary.
Through Instagram and I saw
like
OC,
orientation coordinator,
mentorship
mm-hmm. commuter coordinators.
Like, residence dawn. Like,
senior
dog. It's all over.
They're all on.
It's over.
And they've just been posting the current ones, which is really funny, I think.
Like the current pictures? Is that what you're saying?
Go on Life at St. Mike's.
Yeah, and they did it at like 12 a.m.
I think
or
they
super
scheduled
late.
It.
Oh, okay.
But it was just funny to see them all come out in succession.
Yeah, yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't like the photo they chose of me. But I look like stressed. Everyone else is like happy.
Are you,
yeah, it's because you're fucking VP Community Life. I understand the struggle. He's like formal.
Like any holidays.
Can't wait. I gotta. Okay. That's my for the rest of the day plan to send those out.
Do we have any, speaking of, or like before we end the episode, are there any fun events coming up for SMC?
I think by the time this episode comes out, we'll have done Hoygoody Holidays.
That's fun.
Christmas Market.
Christmas Market should be, yeah.
Then I think maybe SMIXU's doing Exam Jam.
Oh, that's good.
Not entirely sure. I will tease that in January we're doing an alumni pub night at Free Play, hopefully.
Oh, that's fun.
Or February. Next semester.
Next semester. No promises.
Yeah, so
Men's
that
Valentine's
one will be really
Day.
Good. And that might be the last pub night for the year.
Honestly, I agree.
Formal's
in March, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we don't... Yeah.
And
it's
like
a lot of
April
work,
April is sort of like...
April's exams, we don't, yeah. Everybody's out by April.
But we'll
see. It's good. one more pub night, then formal. Formal's going to be so fun. Yeah. I'm excited. Yay.
Can't wait. Looking forward to that.
All planned by your Reeve.
And my committee.
Of course, yes.
And
do you have the committee yet?
No.
Not confirmed.
I'm working on it.
So right now it's a Reeve. Oh my gosh. Okay. To end this off, is there anything that you guys are looking forward to / excited about for next year? Like, do you have anything planned? Do you have any?
I like that it's a nice number. Like, 2025 is like...
That's an interesting way to think.
And even, like, not an even number, but it's like...
It's actually odd.
A symmetrical number. Like...
Symmetrical.
2025?
Like, it's a satisfying
number. Yeah, it's a satisfying number. Oh. Yeah.
I think it's because it's a thing.
Like, 2023 is like...
It's like a milestone. Almost.
Yeah.
2021.
I'm kind of happy that I'm graduating in 2025 and not 2024. Because 2025, it just feels like more...
Official.
Yeah, it's like... I was class of 2020 and class of 2025. Like, I like those numbers.
I was class... Hold that thought. What else do you want to say? I was class of 2021, wasn't I?
Yeah.
See, you got lucky. Why'd you get 0 and 5?
No, I didn't get lucky. I missed grad.
You're like, no. Oh my gosh.
I got drive through grad.
Well, so did I.
Yeah, I see.
I didn't get grad.
That phrase, yeah, that was so funny. You're like sticking your head.
I didn't get grad or prom. I didn't get a drive through either. Ours was a freaking slideshow.
Oh, on Zoom.
Yeah. It's tough.
What an era.
Right? Okay, anything else you're looking forward to? Other than the fact that it's 2025. And it's...
Well, also there's a recession coming.
Oh my gosh.
So, no, but like, wait, have you guys heard of recession music?
Yes.
No.
Recession pops. So like at the last recession, the music was really good.
Wow. So are we expecting some good music? It's all the bangers,
like Kesha, like.
Imagine they all just come back.
Yeah.
Have me a good time before my time's up. Hey.
Let's get now. Recession.
Yay. Yay.
So,
anything else?
Eli? I don't know. I might be making clothing next year.
Whoa!
This was super fun.
Okay.
Wait, you made that?
Yeah, I went around and I wasn't bored. I was just like stressed to the point where I didn't want to do work anymore. So I just like put it down.
Is this the thing that you leave it in the sun?
And yeah, you can bleach. You can bleach it, and then I used like a Q-tip and the leaves to like spread it out the way that I wanted it.
That's very cool.
And then like a fork to spread the bleach where I
wanted it. Wow.
It
looks like a leaf.
Yeah.
Well,
on the left side.
You used an actual leaf, right?
Wow.
That's beautiful.
I love it. That's cool. Hopefully I like it. Something. I like it. Wow, you've got big plans. That's fun.
I can't wait for next year's gonna be super, super good. We have some amazing episodes planned that we're gonna plan in like a week.
Maybe 3 weeks.
We have some amazing episodes that we will plan.
Yes. We have concepts of a plan.
We do have concepts of a plan, actually.
Actually, now that, oh my god, actually, he's in office.
Actually, we don't even have concepts. We have concepts of making a plan.
We have concepts of concepts.
Concepts of concepts.
Meta-concepts.
Meta-concepts.
Oh my gosh.
Quasi-concepts.
Concepts squared.
Tetra-concepts.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
with that, thank you all for listening.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
You're our family.
Every time we look at the views on YouTube, I think we...
It's so surprising every time.
Are a little shocked how many people are listening. And it's not like, you know, millions of people, but...
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is in our hearts, because...
We see that people are listening, and we appreciate every single one of you. Mm. At the end of the day, we're just three random...
The Three Stooges
decided to make a podcast, and
People are listening to it.
People are listening
to it. So it's really nice.
That's really humbling to us, and we appreciate that.
And keep coming up to us and having conversations about this.
Yeah, if you see something, say
something. If you see something, say something.
If you hear something that is interesting to you that we say, spark a conversation.
Yeah.
We love to talk.
Even if you want to be on the podcast, just tell us.
Yeah.
We had so many guests on this semester.
Yeah.
We intend to have more. So, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yay. Okay.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And we'll see you next year.
Bye. Bye.
Yay. We need a picture.
Yeah.
Keep the headphones on. Quick pick.